Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Glad you're with me today as we are closing the teaching section out of the month of October. Tomorrow, we will announce the November preaching schedule, several dates to talk about. All of that information is on our website and at Facebook, but for many of you, that this is your only contact with our ministry. I hope you'll tune in and listen in as we give those dates. There are a lot of stops, and I'm very excited about sharing some of those with you. I want to talk about something from Paul's writing to the Corinthian church. You know, a lot of people have said to me, I don't hear it a ton, but I've heard it a few times in ministry. They'd come out of service and say something like, especially when I was a kid, and say, well, you know, I'd compliment you, but I don't want to give you the big head. And they mean that they want to say good things about you, but they're afraid you can't handle it because you might get a bit too full of yourself. Now, in most cases, I know they're just being humorous, but underlying that statement is a mentality that we really need to be on guard and police one another as it regards pride and humility. I encourage people to uplift and edify. You should be known as someone who compliments and blesses, because this marks you as someone who cares. If the people around you seem to be getting the big head, my recommendation is don't worry about it. And certainly, don't stop complimenting them. God is able to pop the big head, so to speak. He can take care of their issues without your help. Now, Paul saw the propensity for a swelled sense of self-confidence when he writes the letter to the Corinthian church. He's talking about the various dietary laws that many Jews were still holding to. Paul was preaching freedom through the finished work of Christ and was allowing newly saved people to eat whatever they wanted to eat. But the message was not easily received among the Jews, and a lot of them were even, they were Christians, but they still wouldn't eat something like pork or lobster or whatever without having a guilty conscience because of they had a lifetime of Moses. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 8:1, knowledge puffs up, meaning that if we're not careful, our knowledge of grace and liberty can make us think that we're mentally superior to people around us that seem trapped in various forms of the law. Now, the better approach is to love them because charity builds people up, 1 Corinthians 8 says. Notice, Paul was concerned with edification of people who were living under the law more than he was with correcting people who were living under the law. And this is really a good lesson for us to learn when we encounter people in our lives that are walking under the burden of performance. Rather than spending all of our time trying to educate them on grace, let's love them and show them just how loved they are by the Heavenly Father. Yeah, I think there are always going to be saints that are weak in their conscience and that are strong in their conscience. That it happened in the generation following Jesus. That's chapter 8, verse 7 of 1 Corinthians tells us. So, of course, it's going to happen now. I mean, if you feel that something's wrong, whether you have a biblical basis for that feeling or not, then it's wrong for you to do it because you can't do it with faith. Paul said in Romans 14:23, he that doubts is damned if he eats because he eats not of faith, for whatever is not of faith is sin. It wasn't that what they were doing or eating was wrong, it was how they were eating it. And with limited knowledge as to how free that you are, the saint can live under a weak conscience, which will always condemn him. Now, if you know that an activity you're involved in is going to cause your brother or your sister to stumble, then I would say distance yourself from the activity while you're with them. That's not hypocrisy, it's wisdom. Paul says in verse 13 of 1 Corinthians 8, wherefore, if meat makes my brother offended, I will eat no flesh while the world stands, lest I make my brother to offend. You know, it's far more important that we're without offense to the family of God in Christ than that we boast of our liberty in the Lord. So I say this, be free, but be encouraging. I encourage you. Be blessed. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.